Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to be on the score. I mean, I've been a score guy ever since in the 90s listening to you guys. You know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Afternoons on the score.
Just to be clear on the stadium. If everything comes together, if you guys have said the focus is now the lakefront, everything comes together, all the obstacles, the money, the plan is to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront, or does Arlington Heights get a chance to come back? And
the plan would be to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront.
And they're taking the next steps. The Bears have just sent out a press release or a media advisory. Chicago Bears to announce plans for new stadium and additional green and open space on Museum campus on Wednesday, April 24th. The Chicago Bears, in collaboration with city officials and stakeholders, will host a press conference on Wednesday, April 24th to announce their plans for a state-of-the-art, publicly owned, enclosed stadium along with additional green and open space with access to the lakefront for families and fans on the Museum campus. So the press conference is at Soldier Field. It's at noon. It is this Wednesday. So that is not an announcement of a deal being done. But that says in collaboration with city officials. So I wonder if Brandon Johnson's going to be there. This is a pretty public step. Because we knew they were going to announce renderings this month. They had said that. But if they are doing a press conference at Soldier Field with the mayor, it would look terrible for the mayor to have that dog and pony show happen and them to still go to Arlington Heights. That would be a terrible look. Can you find out, Shane, or ask someone if the mayor's going to be there? Because it doesn't say on this, like, who's expected to attend. And they might not give it up. But there's also some change right now in the media relations department going on with the Bears. So I got to figure out who to ask about this. We just got this in the last couple of minutes. But I got to say, this would be a very public bluff. My stance the entire time has always been they bought 320 acres of land. They spent $197 million. It's better to own than to rent. You don't have to deal with the problems of the city. They telegraphed their intentions by buying that land. That's what they want to do. This, and then one by one, Kevin Warren has been convincing journalists that he's serious about downtown, and that is good poker. That's what he's supposed to be doing in order to get leverage to help out with the property tax situation in Arlington Heights. But I think it's very interesting that this is not the Bears just releasing renderings, But if they are doing this with, it says city officials and stakeholders, so it does not say the mayor, but and stakeholders. Friends of the park? I wonder who's going to be there. Because that will show you what type of handshake agreements and deal making has been done behind the scenes. Because if Brandon Johnson, let's put it this way, if the Bears went to Arlington Heights, he'd be able to say, that's the situation that I inherited from Mayor Lightfoot. If Brandon Johnson holds hands publicly with Kevin Warren, which he's already done plenty, right? He's been in his suite. He's been photographed with him. They've been openly talking very nicely about each other. But if he's there and says, look, these are the plans. This is why we're going to keep the Bears. I'm putting my arms around this. My people worked on this, et cetera, and they still leave, it'll feel like he lost the Bears, even though the groundwork was laid when Mayor Lightfoot was in office. And again, I don't think it's that big of a deal to quote-unquote lose the Bears. They'll still be the Chicago Bears. They'll be a few minutes away. It's no big deal. But this is very public. This is a very if this is a bluff, it is a very, very public bluff. Let's examine one other part of this. Because they just brought in, you know, pretty high-powered. They're calling him the administrative assistant. He's going to be a right-hand man to Kevin Warren. But he ran media and communications for the Chiefs for a number of years. He worked for a couple different NFL teams. These guys are not dumb that they have here that are doing the messaging with the Bears. So they know that the next day, that this is a 24-hour news cycle event. Because the next day, Caleb Williams blows them off the front page. So I don't think this upstages them in any way. I'm just trying to think about it from the PR standpoint here. Like, would it bother you guys at all if you're Caleb Williams that they're hosting a press conference the day before you're drafted to them? And that you're like the co-headliner of the week with the Bears? Like that the new stadium comes out one day, and then the next day, oh, here's the guy who's hopefully going to play in the new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're going to name it Caleb Williams Field on the lakefront. No, I don't think I don't think he would think twice about it.
Okay. Maybe I'm overthinking it. I have a tendency to do so. Just that it's interesting. Like, I don't think anything can upstage Caleb Williams.
And it's kind of cruel to the media, though, isn't it? They're going to be there probably late on Thursday night.
Yeah, they don't care about that. But yes.
I know, but just, you know, trying to be considerate to our friends in media.
Yeah, and different locations, because on draft night, you'll be laid up in Lake Forest. This, you got to go down to Soldier Field.
But you famously don't care about, like,
famously,
where, if they have to be there for a long time.
That's how it all began.
Right.
That's how the Brad Biggs block all began. Yeah. But, all right. So we get the shiny new renderings. We get to see who we get to basically play the attendance game. Whose name is on the renderings? Who smiles for the photos? This guy Kevin Warren. My God, there was another one over the weekend with Courtney Cronin for his 1 year on the job. The Sun Times got one. The Trib got one. ESPN got one. Enough. Spike the ball when you cross the goal line. Why? The hagiography, the myth-making, the documentation, it's so strange to me. Enough. But he'll be there, I'm sure, touting a new domed, state-of-the-art, publicly owned stadium, along with additional green space and open space and new access points to the lakefront for families and fans.
And floating.
That's why Taney's here. He reads the fine print. We'll get Dan Weider's reaction to this, plus if he was surprised that Ryan Poles basically admitted to him that he was selecting Caleb Williams. Dan Weider next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.